The Ramban in his Akdomo famously explains the common thread of Sefer Shemois. First, the Korah Barzal of Shibun Mitzrayim. Then comes the Yitziyah Geula from Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. All of this is preparing us for the Tachlis of everything Matan Torah. But the Ramban explains that the true full Geula only takes place with Bingin HaMishkon and Ashras HaShchino. Last week's Parsha ends with Klal Yisrael proclaiming Nasib and Ishma, the climax and pinnacle of Kabbalah HaTorah. And then this week's Parsha begins with Bingin HaMishkon. The Potzuk starts off by saying, Daber el b'nei Yisroel, v'yikhu li truma me'es kolish, asher yidvenu liboy tikhu es shumosi. The Baal HaTorah points out that the Lashon Daber is a Lashon of Pius, just like we find the Pasuk Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, which is also a Lashon of Pius. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need to appease Klal Yisrael to be willing to participate in this mitzvah of Nidmas HaMishkon? Explains the Baal HaTorah, since this mitzvah required financial outlay, Pius was necessary to placate and encourage Klal Yisrael to come forward with the Nidmas HaMishkon. It seems mind-boggling. We're talking about the Dardeya that just saw all the Peladik and Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kiryas Yamsuf. They saw in front of their eyes the Kiyum of all of the Abtochas, the Brisman and Masarim, and they still needed Pius to be willing to contribute to the loftiest of causes, building a Mokim for the Ashras HaShchina of the Eibishta Alein. Especially this Mishkan was going to be the Tzinor of Shefa, of Kol Mili Demetav, and a way for Klal Yisrael to attain Kapara. Did this fundraising drive really need specific pius? And we could add, we have to factor in how Klal Yisrael just become instant billionaires from the Bizus Mitzrayim, from the Bizus Ayam. Chazal described each member of Klal Yisrael walking away with 80 donkeys laden with gold and other treasures. Could it be really that hard to get Klal Yisrael to donate a little something from the Mishkan? I once saw a letter from the Alter von Kalem. He adds another dynamic to this question. He says all of this wealth is what we call quick, easy money. It was given to them literally overnight, b'derech neis mamish, straight from the Eibishta Alein. How could they not relish the opportunity to give a little bit back to the Eibishta's covenant? The Alter saw in this Chazal an incredible lesson to the power of koichi v'oitzim yodi. We are so prone to want to own our successes and assets that we could become completely blind as to how things came about. And Klal Yisrael was actually mesugel to start believing that this was their hard-earned money, that they would become hard for them to part with. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he would need a Lashon Pius to coax them into understanding, V'zocharti ki hu ha-noisin l'chokoyach l'ases choyel. This is in itself a tremendous lesson in how we relate to our wealth, and that we must constantly bear in mind, ki mimcho hakoil umiyotcho nosnu l'cho, and that gives us clarity of how we distribute our assets. But if this concept is properly internalized, it's not just how we look at our wealth, it can change our entire approach to Avedis Hashem. Every physical capability, every talent, every ounce of strength is nothing short of a matnas chinam von Eibishten. And it goes without saying that we should be focused on using all of these resources for Ritzayin HaBayir Yisparech. But possibly, we could alternatively explain this need for pius with a different kinach than the Baal HaTorah. The Meforshim give numerous ways to explain the smichos haparshiyos, the juxtaposition between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Truma. The emes is, we find that the Tana Devei Eloyo addresses this smichus between the parshias. Tana Devei Eloyo writes, "V'kibon shekiblu Yisrael ol malchus shemayim b'simcha, v'omru kol ha'shadibar Hashem nasa v'nishma, miyad omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, shemayim li Yisrael, sheyasa loy mishkon, shenemar daba b'nei Yisrael, v'osim li migdosh v'shachanti b'soichom." Tana Devei Eloyo explains that Klal Yisrael received the directive for Nidvas HaMishkon as a result of their incredible declaration of Nasib and Ishma B'Simcha. How are we to understand the inherent connection between this specific mitzvah of Nidvas HaMishkon to Klal Yisrael saying Nasib and Ishma? The answer might lie in what Meforshim point out to be a very strange Loshon of a Yikhuli Truma, why is giving Nidvas HaMishkan being described Loshen Lekicha, as if Klal Yisrael was given the opportunity to take or receive something? The Teretz is, as another word, it doesn't just say V'yikchu, it says V'yikchu Li. The Medrash actually explains that this is not merely a destination for the donation or a qualification of the motive for why they were giving, but it's actually a description of what Klal Yisrael would be getting through their donation. Of course, the physical act was one of giving, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to drive home what was really happening. Through Klal Yisrael donating to build the Mokim for Hashras HaShchina for the Eibishter, they were receiving an incredible opportunity to, so to speak, get the Eibishter, V'yikchu Li, through the Truma. When one donates to the Eibishter's Mishkan, it creates a connection of Dveikus B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hence the Loshen, V'yikchu Li, you'll be taking me through the Truma. How do we understand this incredible power? How is a mere donation of material goods able to create such a Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can be described Kaveyochul V'yikchuli? In order to understand this concept, we need to discuss a few more questions regarding the Nidvas HaMishkan. The Dubna Magid asks, how do we understand the whole need for all these materialistic items from the Mishkan? The Eibishter's Mokum Ashras HaShchina is nothing more than a Ruchnistic embodiment. What's the need for the long list of riches of a Chesed and a Chesed? The Nesivis in his Sefer Nachlas Yankiv asks a fascinating question. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu simply giving over the Tzivoy for Nidras HaMishkan? And yet the Medrash seems to clearly state that he himself was never told to contribute or be part of the Nidras HaMishkan on a personal level. How do we understand Moshe Rabbeinu's exclusion from this tremendous opportunity for Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Thirdly, we know from the Gemara in Kedushin how incredibly precious and expensive the Avdi Miluim are. If so, why were they listed last in the list and not top on the list with the gold? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need our financial help or materialistic valuables. Shteitin Pasuk Ki Li HaKesev Li Azov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for nothing more than an expression of Nediva slave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not seeking a place for his Shechina, but he rather wanted to be Mashkin B'Seich Liboy Shekolecha V'Echon. He wanted to use the Nediva HaMishkan to create a real Dveikus and connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that the way to create that connection is through Nediva HaLev. When Klal Yisrael give happily from their riches to the Eibishter, that personifies Nediva Slev, and that is the hidden power of the Nediva Slev present in the Nidras HaMishkan to be able to create the Toichai Rotz of Av, that's able to create the Dveikos V'Hashem of a Yikhuli, and ultimately spurs the V'Shachanti B'Liba Shagolecho V'Echon. Accordingly, explains the Dumna Makid, the Eibishter commanded them to specifically give their most expensive, valuable, materialistic commodities, not because he wanted or needed Kaviyochol, that the Shechina's abode be high-end. It was simply a way for Klal Yisrael, who treasured these items, to display and embody Nediva Salev through giving their cherished items to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These items were merely a vehicle of Nediva Salev, and therefore, says the Nesivos, a Chiddush Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu was so far removed from any desire or value for these riches that it wouldn't even personify any Nediva slave for Moshe Rabbeinu to donate these items, and therefore he was not included in this exercise. The Avdi Miluim were extremely valuable, but the Gemara in Yuma tells us that they were literally dropped off by a cloud. Klal Yisrael barely felt any connection to these items. They did nothing to attain them. It was literally just a handout from the Eibishter. Therefore, they were the easiest item for them to part with, and therefore they are listed last, as everything is related according to the Nediva Slev factor. And Avdi Miluim might have been very expensive, but from the Nediva Slev factor, it wasn't so hard for Klal Yisrael to give it up. With this new appreciation for the deeper meaning of the Nidvas HaMishkan, we can now understand the need for pius in asking Klal Yisrael to donate. If Klal Yisrael was merely being asked to give up their possessions that they just recently received b'derech neis for the Eibishter's needs, kabayochol, it would be obvious that they would jump at the opportunity. But they knew that the Eibishter would never reach out for a handout. Ki liya kesev liya zov, the Eibishter lacks nothing and was obviously not asking for help, kabayochol. This was no ordinary fundraising drive or building campaign. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking for Nediva Salev. Yes, the physical manifestation was parting with cherished valuables, but that was not really the request. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted he wanted Nediva Salev. He wanted Klal Yisrael not just to give, but crave to give, to savor the opportunity, to appreciate how giving the Eibishter is the ultimate receiving of a Yikhuli Truma, and to give at that level requires a Lashon Pius of a Yedaber. This could be the oimik of the Tana Dvei Eliyahu. When Klal Yisrael answered, Naseh v'nishma b'simcha, they showed that appreciation for what it means to be able to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, Ritzoni Yisbarach. The emphasis is not just the willingness to commit the Naseh v'nishma, but the Lashon Tana Dvei Eliyahu specifies b'simcha, with a tremendous zealous simcha, which shows how much Klal Yisrael craved to do Hashem's rotzen. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that simcha of Avodas Hashem, he saw that Klal Yisrael reached the madrega, that their giving would be with an Nediva Salev that would create a dveikus of a shachanti b'seichli b'shekolecha b'echot, and then he immediately gave the tzivui of as we read through these parshiyos of Sefer Shemois and experience the Shibud, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, with a clarity that everything is only a conduit for Klal Yisrael to become Dama Nivchor, but more specifically like the Lashon the Ramban, to become Bnei Chayrin, to become Geulim, we can begin to appreciate that the climax of Nasev Nishma, together with the Nidvas and being in HaMishkan, was creating that connection. The Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows each one of us to feel the Shechina deep in our hearts. But we are very clearly taught that the one and only way to create that connection and relationship is through authentic Nedivas Alev, an Avedas Hashem that's not self-serving, but rather an outgrowth of appreciating Matev Chalkeinu Manoim Garaleinu, that doing the Eibishter's Ratzon is never an expense, but Adarab, the ultimate investment that results in the most precious dividend of a Yikhuli Kirvas Eloikim Hitoiv, a Guten Shabbos.